This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. St. Paul's School focused more on protecting its reputation than on protecting the children entrusted to its care. That was the message from New Hampshire Attorney General Gordon McDonald today as he announced the end of his criminal investigation into the elite Concord boarding school. McDonald says his office found enough evidence to charge St. Paul's, but instead, the two sides reached a settlement that some advocates and attorneys are calling groundbreaking. NHPR's Lauren Chulgin has been covering this for us, and she joins us now. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Lauren, let's first start with the investigation itself. Why did it begin, and what did it entail?
Sure. So, St. Paul's has been in and out of headlines for the past few years, so listeners likely are familiar with the two big events that led the Attorney General to investigate St. Paul's. First, there was the 2015 trial and conviction of Owen LaBrie, and by the way, his appeal was actually before the New Hampshire Supreme Court today. That's a separate thing. But that case brought to light the senior salute, which was a student-led tradition at St. Paul's where seniors would try and hook up with as many underclassmen as they could before they graduated. Then last summer, there was a report from a law firm that St. Paul's hired. Their name was Kastner & Edwards. And that showed that St. Paul's teachers had sexually assaulted students for decades. And it alleged administrators at the time of many of these incidents knew what was going on. And as for what this investigation entailed, so the AG's office convened a grand jury, which means they were considering really serious criminal charges. The grand jury subpoenaed 24 witnesses from all around the country, and we don't yet know exactly what went down there, but we were told that documents from the grand jury investigation will be released in the next few months.
So McDonald said his office did find enough evidence to charge St. Paul's with child endangerment, but they chose not to. Why?
So the way McDonald says he sees it is that he believes it's his duty to protect the public, especially kids, who he sees as some of the most vulnerable members of the public. So here's some of what he said today.
We concluded that the duty to protect students and others at the school would not be advanced by a protracted process that would have resulted in misdemeanor convictions and monetary fines against the school.
So instead, last spring, prosecutors went to St. Paul's and said, look, this is what we've got. How can we work together to come up with some reforms instead of these charges? And in conversations that I've had with victim advocates and attorneys, it sounds like what St. Paul's and the AG's office came up with here is pretty monumental and certainly new for prep schools. In some ways, it kind of recalls the settlement the state reached with the Catholic Diocese of Manchester more than a decade ago. But what St. Paul's is agreeing to here is governmental oversight, and that's really big. There's going to be a person called an independent compliance overseer who will be on campus for up to 5 years, basically making sure St. Paul's does certain things like putting the Board of Trustees and senior leadership through trauma training. The school has to provide specific services for victims. They have to report any incidents to law enforcement, keep records, and so on. And the AG's office is really going to be on top of St. Paul's about this to make sure it all happens. And St. Paul's, I should say, is going to pay for all of this, including the $50,000 that it cost the state to conduct this investigation.
And what is St. Paul's response to all this?
So they weren't there today with the Attorney General's press conference, but they did invite reporters like myself to do interviews on campus today. I spoke with Board President Archibald Cox, and he says they think the settlement is in the best interest of the school and the Attorney General's office. And I asked Cox if this settlement is kind of their way of saying to students, look, we own all the wrongs that were done on this campus.
I think we've admitted that we owned our wrongs for some time. I mean, the whole Kastner Edwards reports and other standing up letters we've put out and so forth, it says there were some things that went on at the school in the past that we own that shouldn't have. There were some people that were hurt, and we're trying to help them get better.
That was St. Paul's Board Chairman Archibald Cox, Jr. So, Lauren, are the victims happy with this agreement?
I mean, Peter, there was some real damage done here and for decades. And so that pain isn't going to go away for a lot of people. But I did speak with Chessie Prout's parents. She was the victim in the LaBrie case. And her parents came to the press conference today at the Attorney General's office. And her dad basically said, you know, this agreement went far beyond their expectations, and they think it's really going to hold the school accountable. But there are still some civil lawsuits pending. Some have been settled. But long story short, I don't think this is going away anytime soon.
NHPR State of Democracy reporter Lauren Chulgin. Lauren, thank you very much.
You're welcome.